On that note, Ren, we back with another video. I go by the name of Stealth Producer. Got Doughboy Bush in the house today. What's good with my brother, man? Good morning, good morning.
Man. Hey, man, enjoying another day getting on this podcast and shooting concert with my brother, man.
Yes, sir.
And soaking up this good LA weather, man.
So we knocking it out today, man. We getting up early to, you know what I'm saying, get some content done for you guys. But if this is your first time to our channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think about today's topic, which is the Dallas Mavericks. Now, what's the Mavericks record right now, brother?
They are 2-5.
They are 2-5, and they are 14th right now,
yes, sir,
in the Western Conference. And I don't think that's going to stand. I really like the Mavericks this year. That roster is really talented. I feel like they pretty much don't have any holes. The only thing I feel like right now is they're trying to figure out their point guard situation, right?
Yes, sir.
Kyrie Irving, who's their, you know, their guy, he's still recovering from the ACL tear. And I don't know if they have a timetable for him when he's going to be back, but I'm assuming All-Star break.
You probably should talk about
after All-Star break, February-ish, to make sure he's
barring
good.
Barring
setbacks and depending on where they're at with the seedings, right?
Right, definitely.
Because, you know, say he's healthy enough and he's cleared, and, you know, and maybe they're not really, you know, faring well within the standings. You know, we'll see. But looking at the roster, let's go down the roster. We know who they got. You know, you got Anthony Davis, you know, who came along with the trade from with Luka Doncic. Still got Klay Thompson, Daniel Gafford, Cooper Flagg, PJ Washington, Caleb Martin, Najee Marshall, Max Chris. Like, they got They got some dudes, which surprises me a little bit that they're starting so slow. I think they're trying to figure out how to implement, Cooper Flagg. I know that Jason Kidd was kind of talking about messing around and putting him at point guard. But the thing about it is, I don't know if he's ever been like a point guard, like for high school.
Right.
I know he didn't play point guard like that in college. You know, he may be point forward.
Forward. Yeah.
I know he, you know, he can, you know, distribute. He can do a little bit of everything, but I don't know if you want him to be your main guy. You want guys passing to him. You don't want to receive the pass.
Yes, sir.
Cooper's too good. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, so what are your thoughts? 2-5. I think they're going to turn it around. You know, a little rocky start right now. But I think, you know, when looking at the Western Conference, I feel like they're going to be one of the teams to where, like, their current record doesn't reflect where they're going to be.
How good they are.
What are your thoughts on that?
I actually have the Dallas Mavericks contending to possibly be in the Western Conference finals, possibly into the finals, just based on because of how this roster is already built and constructed. You know, you did just mention that Kyrie will be out until sometime after All-Star break or during possibly All-Star break or a little after that. The only thing I do not like is, like I said, is they have to figure out how they're going to go ahead and man this starting point guard position. They do have D'Angelo Russell over there. So my thing is that why are you not having him in the starting lineup to be able to be the facilitator? D'Angelo doesn't need to be a guy who needs to average, you know, 15, 16 points a game or anything like that. But who do they currently have right now in their starting point guard spot? I know they were messing around with a couple different lineups at one
point. That's a good question. I don't think D'Angelo Russell started.
No, he didn't. No, the games I've seen, D'Angelo did not start.
Let's see.
They were going with a big man lineup too as well.
Which is kind of crazy. Let's look and see who they plan on starting tonight. Dallas. So Cooper Flagg, Max Christie, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, and Daniel Gafford. So Cooper Flagg is playing the point guard.
So you're still running that 16 and above. I don't know if I like that starting lineup, Jason Kidd. I would possibly go ahead and tweak that, bring D'Angelo Russell into the starting lineup, and then go ahead and possibly push. Who would you push to that bench, though, to go ahead and help out that second unit?
Max Christie.
Easy,
yeah.
Okay. So
I would even put Klay at the two, Cooper at the three.
Yeah.
And then have, I don't know why they're so afraid to start D'Angelo Russell. I don't know why Jason Kidd is hesitant.
I don't know why it isn't.
That's a little weird.
I don't know why neither. It is.
Maybe he wants that backup point off the bench because he's their only point guard right now. You know what I'm saying? So you look at the roster, again, you know, we kind of talked about it. Besides Kyrie Irving, when he's coming back, you got Jaden Hardy, who's like more of a scorer. He's not really a point guard. You got Russell. You got Dante Exum. Maybe he could be your backup point, and you would start D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, I would do that.
I was thinking that too as well. I was thinking that as well.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wouldn't be mad at it. Like I said, they need to figure it out. I know they're running this big man lineup. I think there's not a guy that's on this team in the starting five right now that's less than, I want to say, 6'8", I want to say. Mm. So they're going to create some mismatch problems once they figure out their rotational players and how they're going to go ahead and substitute and start players. But this is a tall, tall team when you think about it. They do have to figure out that point guard situation. They definitely have to figure out who they want to go ahead and start. I know currently right now, I don't like the way it's constructed. Maybe throw in D'Angelo Russell because you guys are 2-5 right now. Mm-hmm. I know it's a slow start. I know you guys are trying to figure out, you know, the chemistry factor, how to implement Cooper Flagg because he is your number one overall pick from, you know, this year's draft. So my thing is that you got to figure it out. You don't want to go ahead and fall to the wayside to where you lose 5-6 games. You're still looking up in a competitive Western Conference Finals to figure out how you're going to go ahead and climb back on top to be, you know, to remain competitive.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. And I think that's why they're struggling right now. They're coming out the gates stumbling a little bit. Like I said, 2-5. I didn't really expect that from the Mavericks to start out.
I'm not either. And then looking at the teams that they played, I mean the Rockets, okay, so that's a team that you're going to go ahead and have problems with. Pistons, they're a good team, so you're going to have problems with them. Pelicans, you know, you should win that game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they lost to the Hornets. Like, how do you lose to the Hornets? Mm. You know, teams that you should win against.
Barely beat the Pacers.
You lost to the Wizards.
Like, you should have beat the Pacers, right? Like, convincingly.
Right. And then you lose to the Wizards. Mm-hmm. So it's like, these teams you should go ahead and at least be able to win against, because, you know, they're not good teams. Mm-hmm. And we understand, you know, at any given night, any given team could go ahead and win. We know that for a fact. It's the NBA. They're all professionals. But teams that you know you're supposed to go ahead and win, you got to capitalize on those.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything glaring to you besides the point guard thing right now that stands out for this team? Because I know we were really heavy on them. We talked about their bench. We talked about Najee Marshall. We talked about Derek Lively and things like that. So, PJ Washington. I mean, they got guys off their bench, but are they too big? Do they need some, like, more wings and guards that can kind of help out, you know, off the bench and maybe score, facilitate, things like that? I mean, again, we're kind of going back to the point guard thing, but it's just kind of bigs and nothing else. Is that what's going on? Or is it just a matter of figuring out the chemistry? Because the only new guy is Cooper Flagg. So are they trying to force him and, like, make sure, like, he's having, like, this good season and kind of implementing him at the point guard? I don't know. Because 2-5, like you said, you can't be losing to the Washington Wizards.
No, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be losing to the Hornets.
You know, the Pacers, without Halliburton, you know, with your roster, that should have been a 2-point win. Like, so you squeak that one out. I mean, really, you could have been 1-6 if you don't win that game. So,
Real talk.
Is there anything else besides the point guard situation you feel like is, like, glaring to you?
No, I mean, I feel like they have players that can play multiple spots. You got to understand, we don't have Kyrie Irving, who's their true point guard and floor general, out here on this team just yet.
Okay.
We have a proven D'Angelo Russell, who is a great serviceman as a point guard. Like I stated, he should be starting. One thing that sticks out to me, man, when I watch this team and I've seen some of the games that's been played, the person who sticks out to me the most, who's having a problem right now, is Klay Thompson. Mm. Klay Thompson has been looking a little washed out here.
A little?
For these first, washed.
But the thing about Klay, let's talk about it. Klay Thompson is 35 years old. He's had an ACL.
Major.
And an Achilles injury. He's played a lot of basketball. You got to think, how many extra games has he played over the stretch of his career with all those deep playoff runs, all those deep NBA finals runs? That adds wear and tear to your body. We're kind of seeing it with Draymond Green now. Draymond Green is not as productive as he used to be. You know what I mean? So, you know, not talking about the Warriors, but just talking about Klay Thompson's career as a whole. Being 35 years old and having those extended, he's probably played an extra, maybe like a season or two, that, you know what I'm saying, between all those playoff runs and all those games, and plus the injuries. So you might be on to something with that Klay Thompson. Maybe he's a defensive liability and he's not scoring enough. Who knows?
Well, you got to understand, bro. When you look at this Klay, you don't want Klay to be the Klay that he was in Golden State.
No, you're not looking for that.
Spot up shoot.
Because he's not going to be there.
Right now, in the first seven games, Klay's only averaging 8 points
Woo!
A game. He's only shooting 26% from three.
There you go.
31% field goal overall field goal percentage. Klay's in a drought right now in these first seven games of the NBA season.
You need more production from that position.
Something from him in order for you guys to remain competitive. You know, and looking here, he hasn't really played major minutes like he did beforehand. I know so far he's been averaging around 20 minutes a game is what it looks like. He's played 18 the first game, 20 second game, the third game 22, fourth game 22, and then the fifth game 20. So it's not like you're asking major minutes from him, and you're not asking a hell of a lot productivity for him to be the old Klay that he once was with Golden State. But that was something that stuck out to me. That was something I watched and seen when I seen him play. I'm like, damn, Klay's in a shooting slump right now. Yeah. And you can tell it looks bad right now. So they got to figure out how to get him back on track. He has to figure out within himself, look himself in the mirror and say, hey, look, what do I need to go ahead and do? Do I need to go ahead and come to the gym a little bit more earlier, get some more shots up? Or, you know, is it time to go ahead and put him into a bench role play?
That's kind of what I'm leaning towards right now. Because if you're in the Western Conference and you have championship expectations, the thing about it, you can't get too far down the standings if you're the Mavericks.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know you're trying to man the ship until you get Kyrie back, but at the same time, you got to start winning some games starting tonight. And climbing up them standings, because the Thunder is not slowing down. They are 8-0.
No,
the Spurs are coming out swinging at 5-1. Lakers are looking good, you know. And Luka's been in and out the lineup with some stuff. LeBron hasn't come back yet. We'll see how the chemistry looks with that team when LeBron comes back.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, Nuggets, Rockets, you know, and then you got Warriors, Timberwolves. They're all pretty much, you know, going to be fighting. I think they're all going to be bunched up that whole entire season.
You
got that top end. So you're fighting the West again. It's going to be another tough year in the Western Conference.
Because
all these teams are competitive and all these teams are good. So do you think they could turn it around? Or would they struggle until they get Kyrie
back? Hell yeah. Yes. Yeah. Before they get Kyrie, they could definitely turn this thing around. Okay. Jason Kidd just has to twerk the lineups to figure out what works best with his players as far as chemistry wise goes. But I think that yes, they can go ahead and get back on track. And looking at their schedule, they have some games that they can go ahead and go on some winning streaks, I feel like. So, you know, they just have to put it together. I do feel like this is a contending team. I feel like if they can stay healthy, and AD, which is the main guy, and Klay, if these guys can go ahead and remain healthy, this team can make a deep playoff run and possibly get into the NBA Finals.
I'm with you. I still see this team as contenders, but you know they got to pick it up a little bit because the season starts off fast, and then before you know it, you're looking at, damn, we played 40 games, and now we're 23, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
17. Crazy. So you got to kind of, you know, make sure that you're stringing some wins together if you're a team like the Mavericks. So, you know, when Kyrie comes back, you don't got to fight too hard. But I think they're fine. They'll be in the playoffs regardless, though. I think we can, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and once they get in, they're going to give, you know, whoever they play fits. You know, but who knows? A team like the Mavericks, if you do have a lower seed, say you're like 8th, 7th, or 6th, you can make a run. You know, you might can avoid the Thunder first round.
Yeah.
Or the Spurs, or, you know, first round. Maybe you get a Warriors, or maybe you get a Rockets, and you feel like, okay, we match up well with them. So, you know, we'll see. I think they're going to be all right, though. But I still see them as contenders. You know, so that's our take on the Dallas Mavericks so far. We're going to see how things turn out in the coming weeks and see if they could turn it around, figure out that point guard situation. Maybe they might try to acquire somebody, or they might switch up the starting lineup to get back on track. So, if this is your first time to our channel, please hit the sub button, like, comment, subscribe. We're going to be back with another video. And yeah, man, check us out on your podcast apps, all that no rim. Search us, and we will be right there. Until then, we're going to get back at y'all, man. Peace.